Deep within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hi, this is the Cinemistress, and I went to the movies. I went and saw Isle of Dogs, the new film directed by Wes Anderson, and starring the voice talent of Bryan Cranston, Greta Gerwig, Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum, Liev Schreiber, Tilda Swinton, Frances McDormand, basically everybody in Hollywood, and Yoko Ono. As usual, my review will be spoiler-free. I do have one minor little spoiler at the very end, but I'll give you warning, and it's not much of a spoiler, so I don't think it'll hurt anybody to listen to it. So let's get into the plot of Isle of Dogs. It is 20 years in the future, and Megasaki City is overrun with dogs infected with a new virus, dog flu. Mayor Kobayashi has banished all dogs to Trash Island, which is off the coast. And the first dog to go is Spots, the beloved guard dog of the mayor's ward, Atari. When a cure for dog flu is found, it is revealed that Mayor Kobayashi, who is a descendant of the family who lost the Great Samurai Dog War, yes, that's a thing, has manufactured the disease and deliberately spread it in an effort to take revenge on all canines. Atari runs away from home and heads to Trash Island to search for Spots. There he is befriended by five dogs: King, a former spokesdog; Boss, a former mascot; Duke, who knows all of the gossip; Rex, who is not the leader; and Chief, who is a stray who bites. While this pack searches for Spots, in Megasaki City, foreign exchange student Tracy, from Ohio, searches for evidence to bring down Mayor Kobayashi before he can follow through with his plans to terminate all dogs on Trash Island. And that's basically the plot of Isle of Dogs. So let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good. Okay, I have to admit, I have a soft spot for Wes Anderson films. I know they're hipster and twee and very quirky, but they all appeal to me, and my favorite film of his is The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is his other animated film. This one came really, really close to topping that one because I really loved it. The animation is really just awe-inspiring. They have taken what they did in Fantastic Mr. Fox and just perfected it. It's seamless here. I'm a huge fan of stop-motion animation, and I just love it when movie producers take a chance and do that, because it is a very time-consuming and it's not very cost-effective. It is so much easier to just punch everything into a computer and CGI the heck out of it. It takes a lot more time to handcraft little stop-motion figures and make a 90-minute movie. And here it's worth it because the animation is just amazing. The voice acting is also really terrific, although it is a Wes Anderson film and it seems very self-aware, and a lot of the voice acting isn't really acting because it's just these people putting their voices on dogs and their personalities on the dogs. But it works, and it works really, really well. I also loved the music. Just adds to the excellence of the film. The score is done by Alexander Desplat, who just won an Oscar for Phantom Thread. Wes Anderson also pulls, of course, his usual music choices and music from older Japanese movies. I was really happy to hear the soundtrack of Seven Samurai snuck in there. That made me squeal a little bit because that's one of my favorite films. But the music just really lended itself well to this movie. I really enjoyed it. All around, this is just a fun film. It is rated PG-13, and I'm not quite certain why. There's a little bit of violence, and the word bitch is used, but it is used in a very literal sense because these are dogs. I personally think it is family-friendly, but your opinion may vary. The bad. Okay, there is Japanese dialogue in the film that is not subtitled. The very beginning of the movie states that the characters speak their native tongue, so whenever a Japanese character speaks, if there's not a translator present actually translating what he says, you are not given translation of what he says. You're not given subtitles. So there's a lot of dialogue where I wasn't quite sure what was said. It doesn't detract from the movie, but I can see where it would irritate some people. There's also a lot of graffiti on Trash Island that is in Japanese that I really wish had been translated because I want to know what it says. But this is just it's a choice Anderson made. I'm not quite sure why he made it, but it didn't detract from the movie for me, but I can see where other people would be irritated by it. This particular bad thing leads me to the ugly. There's talk of this film of how Tracy, who is the foreign exchange student from Ohio, is kind of a white savior and is thrust into Japanese culture and to be utilized as that, oh, the white person is saving everybody. In fact, she doesn't really, and she is helped a lot by her Japanese schoolmates. I think this was a conscious decision to have a character that speaks English because he made the decision not to translate all of the Japanese. If everybody on Megasaki City spoke Japanese and you weren't given any translation, it would really detract from the movie. So having that English character gives the audience somebody to relate to. So I found the criticism to be a bit unfounded. Again, your opinion may vary. Final thoughts? I loved this film. I truly did. It's not quite Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is still my favorite Wes Anderson film, but this is a close second. I really just had a really fun time. I thought the characters were great. The dogs are great. It's just a happy, fun film, and I'm really glad I saw it on the big screen. I'm giving Isle of Dogs a good boy. Who's a good boy? Yeah, you're a good boy.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
Okay, so for the very minor spoiler, and really it's not a spoiler, but why were those cats in jail? The cats did nothing. And I know I'm speaking as Carol the Cats, but those cats were framed and they have no business being in jail. You let those cats out. Now. This is Carol the Cat signing off. And yes, I know I just gave a really great review to a dog movie, but hey, I'm still a cat person.
GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.